from KQED.
A last-minute tuition hike at 23 California State University campuses is fueling an effort to warn students of any future increases. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis says the action comes as the University of California is expected to hand down its own double-digit increase today.
CSU students are now scrambling to find an extra $600 to cover the 12% tuition hike. The fall semester begins in just 6 weeks. CSU trustees have raised tuition each year for at least a decade, often giving students just a few months to cover the increased cost. Students get dropped from their classes if they don't have the money. Elizabeth Otis is a student at CSU East Bay in Hayward. She says unpredictable tuition hikes are the new reality.
One thing I learned in economy, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
But now a growing chorus of students says enough is enough. UC and the CSU student associations are pushing a bill that would force both systems to develop an early warning system, giving students at least 6 months before raising fees. Otis says 6 months would give her enough time to save money.
The way I look at it is just like, sure, it sucks. It would be great if this place was cheaper. It would be a lot easier for me because maybe I could pay it out of pocket. But just with the economy the way it is right now, that's impossible for us to do anymore.
But university officials say any delay in generating revenue would mean cuts to enrollment and classes. The issue is bound to come up at the UC Board of Regents meeting in San Francisco today. Regents will consider a 10% tuition increase. But UC Regent Sherry Lansing says there are other options on the table, such as enrollment cuts and increasing the UC's payout from endowments.
We're going to discuss every single possibility and analyze them and see if any of them could help.
Experts say California's public university systems are still a good deal compared to other public institutions across the country. They also say at least one-third of tuition-generated revenue will be set aside for financial aid. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.